Welcome to this podcast from famvin.org, a digital network for connecting, collaborating, and evangelizing.
A quick review of the history of the prayer, Most Holy Virgin, leads us to the Superior General Jean-Baptiste Etienne, who pointed out that this prayer was suggested by St. Vincent de Paul. Apart from Etienne's statement, which is not substantiated by any proof, the oldest reference to this prayer that I have been able to find goes back to 1895, when a witness in the process of the beatification and the canonization of Louise stated, "It is difficult for me to believe that the prayer that we have recited from time immemorial when we pray the rosary, and that contains a true profession of faith and love to the Immaculate Conception, is not a vestige of the rosary that Vincent, being attentive to the piety of our mother, permitted Louise to pray. With regard to the prayer itself, despite many numerous inquiries, I have not been able to find this written down anywhere. Until a short time ago, I was convinced that the literary redaction of this beautiful prayer could be dated at the time that Father Etienne was a Superior General, that is, between the years of 1843 and 1874. I had presumed that he had requested a missionary at the behest of the daughters to compose this prayer and to base it on the thoughts and the words of Louise de Marillac, especially the words expressed in her oblation to the Blessed Virgin. Consideration had to be given to the exquisite and inspired oblation of the Company of the Daughters of Charity to Mary, about which Louise wrote, "You have inspired us, Lord, to choose your mother as the only mother of our little company." I soon discovered that I was mistaken, because Coste had been able to date the prayer to 1813, a time when the Vincentian family was governed by the Vicar General Dominique Francois Hannin during the years 1808 to 1816. A time in which the Company of the Daughters of Charity was re-established as a result of an imperial decree signed by Napoleon in November 1890. At that time, Etienne had not yet entered the congregation, and in fact, he was not admitted into the congregation until September 1820, which, according to Coste, would be 7 years after the composition of the prayer in 1813. Aside from some passing reference to this prayer, I am not aware of any bibliography or any authors who have researched this matter. Sister Claire Hermann, an archivist at the Mother House of the Daughters of Charity in Paris, gave me a copy of a handwritten note which is signed by the historian Pierre Coste. The note is undated, but it was probably written in 1920 on the occasion of the beatification of Venerable Louise de Marillac. Even the biographies that have provided much detail about Louise's life have not researched this matter. No one has been seriously interested in this matter so as to research it thoroughly. One person who has focused on this matter, but has not given it the same importance that we have, is Sister Alphonse Richards. Coste reasoning could be stated in the following manner. We are in agreement on 3 points. 1. The prayer, Most Holy Virgin, was not written by St. Vincent. 2. It was also not written by Mademoiselle Legras. And 3. It was published for the first time in the prayer formulary of 1813. Coste believes that the formulation of the prayer in 1813 is a reproduction of an older form of the prayer and offers the following proof. First, Monsieur Aladel wrote in 1842 that the prayer goes back to the origins of the company. And second, if there had been some innovation in that regard, it would have been pointed out in some circular letter. In light of all of this, I would state the following. First, the authority of one person is a fragile proof at best. Such an argument is less valid when the person is far removed in time from the event that is being referred to. Second, innovations were not only published in circular letters, but were also made available in community books, such as those that contained the rules of office or those that compiled the prayers of the company. Since there is no mention of this prayer before 1813, neither in written manuscripts nor in printed books, we cannot affirm that this prayer dates to the period before 1813. Any such affirmation would have to be supported with proof, with solid proof. If we were to date the prayer in accord with cost, we would then have to resign ourselves to the fact that we do not know who redacted the prayer or when it was redacted. We do know for certain that the first redaction that is preserved in the archives of the Daughters of Charity in Paris goes back to the year 1826. This is later than the time given by Cost. After having established the Marian principles that guided and grounded the spirituality of St. Louise, Sister Alphonse Richas writes, "For almost two centuries, the Daughters of Charity have recited the prayer Most Holy Virgin at the end of each decade of the Rosary." We have then the statement of the witness who spoke during the beatification canonization process of Louise de Marillac. She had stated, "The prayer, Most Holy Virgin, has been recited from time immemorial when we pray the Rosary and is a vestige of the Rosary that Vincent, being attentive to the piety of our mother, permitted Louise to pray." There are many who say that this prayer goes back to the time of our founders. And so, how do we respond to that statement? Could we not hypothesize that time immemorial is a reference to the time when Sister Guerin was Superior General of the Daughters? We say this even though we have no documentation that would support those words. Sister Guerin was one of the persons who copied St. Vincent's conferences to the daughters. She had been Louise's secretary and was a good stylist. She had been appointed Superior General four times, 1667 to 1673, and again in 1676 to 1682, and still again in 1685 to 1691. And finally, from 1694 to 1697. She had a profound understanding of Louise's psychology and spirituality, her thoughts and intimate sentiments. That being the case, she did not copy word for word what her teacher said, but used greater freedom in that regard. Perhaps someday, not too far into the future, we will be surprised to learn the exact date and author of this most beautiful prayer that was certainly inspired by St. Louise, but that was nonetheless redacted by another person. Our research is not in vain.